Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Ed Doyle, and I've got a question. I got a referral from a neighbor, which I mm-hmm. would really like to honor. And also, at the same time, I got a streaming rewards card. Do I implement them both, or can I implement them both?
Yeah, you definitely can.
Okay, well then I got to get on board here.
All right, I can definitely help out with that.
Well, I don't think I'm wired. I mean, they're coming up the hill, my hill, and that's why I'm just a little curious about who, what, where, when. Can I give you my address?
Service address? Yes, that was actually going to be my next question.
Okay, 191 Hummelville Road.
And in which township?
That's Saugerties, New York, Ulster County.
477. Yep, got it. Hummelville, you said?
Yep.
Okay. So it does look like we will have service available starting the 1st of February. We can go ahead and pre-order, and that way you would still qualify for that streaming card.
Okay, and also, like I say, my neighbor's the one that turned me on to it because he's right on the corner, and he got it, and he suggested, and he sent me. I sent all the stuff in, but I think what I did first, I didn't send the referral in, and then it's to a different email address anyway. So can you check and make sure that he gets some credit for that?
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely look into whether or not we offer that kind of a program. All right. And with regards to the packages of the internet that we offer the 1 gig and the 2 gig. Did you know which one you wanted
to go
for?
Yeah, 1 gig is one gig will work for me. I've had Spectrum. That'll be like gliding through glass.
Okay, absolutely. So with the 1 gig, you do also get our modem and router and potentially one extender included in your cost. There's no charges for those. All the taxes and fees are included in that $69.99. But the $69.99 price and promotion is, it only takes effect if you sign up with AutoPay with your checking account and paperless billing.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Okay, well, auto pay would be good. I don't have the auto pay card. My wife has that one. But
no,
can we set everything?
We don't
What? Go ahead.
Sorry. We don't typically do the $10 discount with the with a credit or a debit card. We would need the bank account and routing number for the auto pay.
Okay, well, can we just lock this in and then I'll work out the money thing? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I want to do. I want to lock it in, lock my friend in, lock the $100 in, and go from there because, I just saw that it ended the 29th and I just, it'll be that before you know it. And you know that.
Okay. Absolutely. All righty. And how large would you say your home is approximately?
How large?
Yeah, in square footage.
1,500 square feet.
Okay. All right, so it does seem like you might need that one extender that it does get included, but ultimately it will be decided by you and your Archtop Fiber technician on the day of install, okay?
Okay.
So if they feel that you do definitely need that extender, they will definitely install it, and it will be at no cost to you.
Okay, fab.
Okay?
Fab.
If ever you decide that you might need an extra extender, we do offer those for $8 per month per extender.
Okay. But the installer makes a determination?
Yeah, the installer makes a determination as to whether or not you'll need that initial one or not.
Okay. And what if the service doesn't extend to the whole house?
That's where the extender comes into play. So what we typically suggest is that you find a nice centralized location for your modem and router to try and connect for the whole home Wi-Fi, and then if there are some areas where it's definitely not as great of a signal, that's where the extender would be able to pick up for it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not into tack on fees on anything. So hopefully this will work out. I think I will be.
Yeah, I've had 1,500 square feet work just fine with our modem, the router, which is the primary Wi-Fi source, and then the extender, which is the secondary Wi-Fi access point.
Yeah, my office is on the third floor. That's the kind of weird thing about that. But, you know, my Spectrum makes it up there, so I don't, you know, I'm going to assume.
Is the third floor, like, second floor from ground, or is it, like, are
no,
you including...
No, it's a third, you know, no, there's a main floor, second floor, bedrooms, third floor, office.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So I definitely would recommend maybe getting that router to the second floor if possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it can be included when the guy comes, then I'll mention that to him because...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If they can run a line up, then that would be fantastic. And that way you have it a little bit more centralized because it really depends on how much, where you spend most of your time. Do you spend most of the time in the living room downstairs on the first floor? Do you spend most of your time in the bedrooms? Do you spend most of your time
Nothing happens on the second floor except, it's just basically...
except sleeping.
Main floor and third floor is where I work, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I say, you know, I'm just anxious to get some good service. And my friend who's a geek that referred me, you know, he passed all his specs. And, you know, he's been, you know, he helped me do a lot of,
that's a fantastic thing.
No, it's a great thing. And you need those kind of testimonials. And I think he did
give you a
great testimonial, as I recall.
Oh, I do appreciate it.
But anyway, so all right, so I'll get you back with either the or so what is it? So it's the bank withdrawal or you bill monthly? Is that the idea?
Well, I mean, we bill monthly, but we automatically withdraw each month from the bank account. So
okay,
we would just need a routing number and account number.
Okay, and if that wasn't the okay, because I think we have a secondary account that we route stuff out. If that's the case,
yeah. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
All right. So, if I get now, how do I? So we don't have to start all over again, and you get credit for this call, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we're going to continue with this process, and we don't really get credit, so to speak, as far as this goes.
Well, that's only fair that you. I mean, okay. I'll do the referral reference. Gee, she helped me out so great because you did. You know, you gave me all
I mean, we're not quite done yet. Don't worry.
Okay, we have
a few more questions.
That's at the end of the call. That's at the end of the call. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So, all right, next question, please. I'm ready.
Were you looking for home phone service?
No, I have a adequate home phone service. So.
Perfect.
But tell me about it because my neighbor was here and he's probably the least likely, unless I just shake him to do it, but he has Spectrum and he has Spectrum phone service. And he was having a big problem. He was having a big problem. I think him and his wife split up or something like that, you know, and he wanted his phone number back and it was a big hassle and he's going through the hassle. And I'm thinking, what is, you know, because he's a package guy, you know, Spectrum, TV, you know, it's like a lot of people like that. I'm a lot more frugal than most. But, you know, he has, like, the Spectrum package with the phone and everything else. So tell me about that plan. How does that
work? Yeah, absolutely. So we do offer nationwide calling. We don't offer any international.
Okay.
So with that being said, I mean, we do offer a lot of features with it. So it would be unlimited local and long-distance calling within the U.S., Canada, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. And then you do have access to voicemail. You get voicemail to email. So any voicemails that are left will get transcribed and sent to your email. Call waiting, caller ID, call return, anonymous call rejection, call blocking, call forward features. So you can forward it to your cell phone if you are not home. You can also do call logs, ID blocking, do not disturb. You can do follow me. You can do speed
so far,
dialing
pretty
and
much,
three-way.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You went through the whole list. Good.
Yeah.
All right. So and tell me about what the cost.
The cost is $24.99 per month.
$24.99. Okay.
Yes.
Now, let's see. And, well, all right, give me another service. I mean, I'm only interested in the internet, but so you have the phone.
And
you
then
have
we have internet.
Okay. and that's it, right?
Yeah, we don't offer any TV at this time. Most people are going for streaming anyways, and they're kind of diverting away from the whole cable.
Absolutely. TV. I mean, I haven't had cable since I think 2003, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm way ahead of that game.
No worries.
Figured that out. All right, so and that is that a package? So that would be $24.99 and $69.99 or whatever.
Correct.
That was?
Yeah, so it would be $69.99 plus $24.99. That would bring you to $94.99. And again, all taxes and fees are included, so he's not expected to pay a penny more than that unless he's late on his bill, but we also don't charge a late fee.
Right.
So.
Now tell me this. This offer is for 2 years. Is this a lock-in?
So it's not a lock-in, but we do provide that offer for 2 years as long as your autopay is active and enabled.
Okay. Let's see. Where does it say? No contracts, two-year price guarantee. Now, that's on the Internet. The Internet's two-year price guarantee.
That's on the autopay discount. So, yes, that would be for the So the autopay discount only applies to the Internet. So that's where you're saving that $10 per month, because the regular price of the 1 gig is $79.99. So when you sign up for the autopay with your checking account with ACH, direct bank withdrawal, at that point you're saving the $10. And I mean, that basically adds up for 2 years. I want to say that's at least 24 months times 10, that's $240 in savings. That basically would pay for two months of service on its own.
Now, can you pay it forward?
What do you mean pay it forward?
In other words, pay the, you know, 69 times 12 at a time?
So, no. Unfortunately, we don't have the capability of doing so. I do have one customer that does like to prepay for the month before that month is due. Their bill is always zero every time they get it, because if they get a bill, then they know that they forgot to pay it ahead of time. But
I see. Okay.
We don't typically like a whole year ahead of time. I have had a couple of people inquire about it, and at this time, we're not doing it.
Well,
it may change in the future.
You might want to pay it. Yeah, I was going to say you might want to pass on. That you've gotten like three requests. You know, it's not like, you know. I mean, I know how this works. This food chain that you're in, you know, I mean, it's a new company, and if they get a lot of requests, or if it seems to be something that their customers like, they might ultimately offer it, you know, if you mentioned it, you know.
The other thing is like, we also take into account the fact that, hey, someone might move, or they may need to cancel their service, and then we have to go through to figure out exactly how much they've already paid and reissue the refund. It's a
which
larger
is a,
process.
Which is book Or you can just put, you know, no refund, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of companies that do that. So,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know. You're trying to just keep it simple. Just trying to
keep
it simple.
We like to keep it simple and straightforward. We like to be as transparent as possible. And we're part of the community. So we actually are headquartered here in Kingston. And we were part of the Sawyer Motors Car Show. So, I mean, it was... Okay. We do a lot within the community that we like being as transparent as possible with the less issues or headaches as possible.
I got you. That's a good thing. Okay. All right. So what do I – all right. We got one more thing, two more things.
Yeah, we got a couple more. So do you own or rent your current property?
Own.
And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as Central Hudson or any other companies? Are the cables through the air or are they under the ground?
They're through the air.
Okay. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
Nope.
And may I please have your first and last name?
Sure. Ed Doyle.
D-O-Y-L-E?
Correct.
Oh, just like the security company.
Well, just like some wrenches I saw at Harbor Freight the other day. I said, I got to
get
one of those.
There's
got
a
like
Doyle
Doyle
wrench?
Blazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's right. I mean, it's like written like big letters, you know, like macho, like Doyle. Okay, let's grab that wrench.
That's
and
great.
I'm a woodworker, but I'll buy a wrench that says Doyle on it eventually. But
right,
they're like $24
exactly.
bucks, but so I'll pass on that. But anyway, okay. So Ed Doyle.
The email address, please.
EdDoyleWeb@gmail.com. All one word. Ed Doyle, two D's. Ed Doyle at doyleweb at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So that's EDDOYLEWEB at gmail.com.
Correct.
Primary phone number, please.
845-247-4440.
Okay. And then how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account?
That number and or the
web address. Well, because we offer phone, email, or text.
Yeah, I'd prefer a phone call to my house line because I work here, so I'm here most 90% of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you like a secondary phone number on the account?
No, not at this time.
Okay, no worries. You can always add it later on.
Yeah. I figure, and also it might become out of my wife's account, which is a different name, and I don't know if that's a different thing or not, but I'll work that out.
That's
but
fine.
We're not worried about that.
And
as long as you get the money, that's the thing, okay?
As long as it's not fraudulent, that's all that matters.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. When I get back from Cuba, I'll let you know. I'll leave my fingerprint somewhere, I'm sure. All right, so we're at question 17. All right, now let's go to 18, 19.
All right, and I know you said your neighbor is the one who referred you.
Right, Greg Felson.
How do I spell his last name?
F-E-L-T-O-N.
Okay. All right, awesome.
And I'm sure he's, the reason is because he will be he's a go-out-to-coffee guy, and he's a nerd, and everybody believes in him. So he'll be a lot of business. So I want to make sure, I mean for your benefit, I think, just make sure you get the referral fees that is offered.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, all right, 18, number 18.
Give me one moment because I am actually adding that into the notes.
Okay.
All right. And is there any information about your property that our installers should be aware of before they arrive, such as any buried wires?
No,
gas lines, septic tanks?
No.
Water lines?
Anything else? Water lines? No.
Okay.
It's all rural. You know, water from the house, septic to the house, electric. You know, I mean, I got an electric line, and that's what he'll be messing with, right?
We won't be messing with the electric line.
I mean, off the pole. He'll be coming off the pole.
Yeah, but oftentimes what we tend to do is we do try to have a primary focus on burial of the cable, so that way any limbs don't take it down during those strong winter.
Oh, really?
Storms.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we do have a focus on burials, so that's why I ask if there's anything notable on the property that we should be aware of, such as those gas lines. We obviously want to make sure that,
No gas lines. There is probably
leach field?
Not a leach field, but a, what do they call that? The surround. Why don't I flow in? There is probably a 4-inch pipe that goes across probably where he'll come in. But I mean, if they just consult with me, it's pretty cut and dried. And
yeah.
It's a water. It's basically the end of my perimeter drain.
Oh, okay. 4-inch pipe
perimeter drain.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I can't speak to that.
Just 4-inch perimeter drain, proximate, ask owner. That would probably be the way to go.
I just put in 4-inch perimeter drain that goes across the yard, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and they'll say, like, what does she mean? Well, anyway, all right, I'll ask the guy. That's what they'll do, right?
Yeah, well, I'm also putting in, please consult with homeowner.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right, and there we go. So we've gone ahead and placed the order. So essentially, you're in our system. When it comes time for the scheduling, we will be reaching out to you via phone. And just so you are aware, with phones, it's usually agents like myself, or you may have some automated or pre-recorded calls that come in, reminding you about your appointments or updates about your order status and any other kind of account-specific updates. So those are typically...
That's fine. As long as they don't, you know, like try to sell me aluminum siding, we're cool. You know.
Yeah, we're good because we're strictly internet.
All right, that's good. All right.
And then you should be receiving two emails, one of which will be your order confirmation. The other one will be the invitation for you to sign into your online portal. From there, you do have the capability of inputting your auto pay settings.
Okay.
If you choose, there are two options, one of which is credit or debit, but again, the $10
to $10 more.
The credit card or debit card is only going to give you a $5 discount. The checking account is what gives you the full $10 discount.
Okay. Gotcha.
So if you sign up with a credit or debit card for your auto pay, it'll only bring the bill down to $74.99.
Okay. All right. We're good with that. Now, okay. So are we at 20 yet or no?
Yeah, we're done at this point.
We're done.
We've got all of the questions that were needed to answer. It wasn't that painful, right?
No. I'm a flex. Especially, I just want to get this done, you know, because Spectrum is really just a really crappy company and unresponsive. And, you know, even this conversation with you, I weigh into the whole deal. You know, it's like, there's a human. There's a human with a sense of humor, and,
life would be no fun if there was no sense of humor.
Well,
That's
my context right there. You know, I mean, it's like, and it's a very serious world. I've been actually a pretty fortunate person because I've had a good life and not much money, and it worked out perfect,
I know, right?
Because the sense of humor...
For me, money is not primary for me. It's not a primary focus. My significant other, however, is very money-driven. But for me, I mean, I'm perfectly happy as long as I get to spend time with my family, my significant other, my kids, you know.
Right.
And sure, I do want to travel a little bit, and I used to travel a lot, but, I mean, really, it's not.
It's a complicated world. It's a complicated world that we're entering right now. You know, I cut my teeth in Appalachia without running water when I was 20 years old, you know. So I was doing that when it wasn't cool, you know. So, but I took it with me, and that's what's really saved me. I mean, now, you know, like, I mean, I've been in this house for 25 years, and I'm surrounded by hedge fund people. And it's really uncomfortable, you know, because it's, you know, they're multimillionaires. And, you live in Kingston?
I do not. I reside in Dutchess, but I drive to Kingston every day.
Well, Dutchess County. I mean, we have friends in Rhinecliff and Red Hook.
Oh yeah, and I mean the housing market has skyrocketed.
That's what I mean.
And
what's happening is that, you know, the taxes are skyrocketing with them. Like right down the road from me, there was a 600 square foot house that sold for $350,000, and my neighbor who grew up in my house said it used to be a chicken coop. So this is where we're going. So what does that make me after working on my house for 25 years?
Yeah, that's kind of the question, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, like what does that make my house worth? You know, so all of a sudden...
A good estimate would be Zillow. Zillow is one that I use oftentimes.
Yeah, but it's changing. And, you know, and then also in Saugerties, you know, then, you know, you look at the whole metric of taxation and raising your assessment. And then, like Saugerties, for example, this next billing will be 9% increase. They went over the 2% tax cap. I'm not sure whether Rhinebeck or Red Hook did, I think. But, you know, I mean, these are the things that bring you down. So, back to our original premise, you have to have a sense of humor, and you have to say, it'll all work out.
Oh, absolutely.
It'll all work out. Well, listen, all right, so can I give you like 5 stars, honestly? Can I please do that?
I do appreciate it.
So how do I commend you on your work?
Well, you've already done it, basically.
All right. Well, listen, I certainly appreciate it, and I hope the next grouchy person you have goes really quick. And I just go
okay, all right, what else, what else, what else, what else? What else? Okay, what else? Okay, what else, what else, what else?
I hope that it just goes quick, like you're a checkout at Aldi's or something, you know, like boom,
right?
You're done.
I do love Aldi's. They have,
me too.
If
me
I may
too.
Recommend, they have some fantastic shredded Gouda, and it's perfect for as a melting cheese. I will tell you that.
Okay, that's a good tip because we spend a lot of time in the cheese. You know, like
I do too. It's the only way I get my calcium. So cheese is my thing.
Cheese is good. Cheese is good to
but
us.
But if ever
all
you're
right.
making like a homemade mac and cheese or something like that that calls for cheese that needs to be melted, the shredded Gouda that Aldi
has. It's already
has
shredded
is,
too.
Yep, it's fantastic.
Well, that's great because I mean there's certain things that we get there, you know, and then
and it's quite flavorful too because it's a little bit more on like it's not like bitter or anything, but it definitely has like you know how like provolone sometimes has that deeper flavor overtone.
Right.
Yeah, Gouda does too.
I'm putting shredded Gouda on because Fiona definitely. And you know, she's a cook. She loves, you know, I mean, she definitely, I mean, she pours over recipes, you know, that kind of thing, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I use Gouda and basically anything that calls for cheese, that or the taco blend. It really depends on the recipe that I'm making, but those seasonings are great.
No, and that's a great store. And, you know, I have a lot of, like, people that I know that they just think, oh, you know, they just can't make that move. They think it's like a poor people store or something.
It's
you
not.
Know? I'm going like, it's not, you know, it's actually, they have their specialties. I mean, one thing about a lot of the vegetables, they go off a little bit quicker, you know, that was one thing that Fiona noticed. So she sometimes will go to Adams on Wednesday after 5, you know, and 10% discount. And,
the Wednesdays. I thought it was at 6. I don't know why I thought it was at 6. But,
I thought it was 5. But maybe it could be 6. But maybe it's...
My
I don't know. She knows because she works at she
works
at Northern Duchess. And so she comes on her way home.
Oh, gotcha.
Home.
Okay.
So that's the, you know, that's the route is if she's going to do that, she picks that up there.
My mom used to babysit the owners.
Oh, really? The Adams?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, my wife is a doula, and she works at Northern Duchess, but she takes care. I mean, she does postpartum work for children.
Yeah.
And she has a couple of families over there that she takes care of in her part time. You know, she works at the hospital 3 days a week. But so your mom's like a caregiver was back in the day, right?
Well, she was a teenager. She used to babysit them when they were young, and then she went her route with her path and. She made full circle. She was born in Poughkeepsie, and she passed away in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, so. Bless her thumping gizzard, as we say down south, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So you're thriving, and hopefully this company's going to rock it out. I think
I know we will. I definitely know we will,
because
we will do everything possible to make sure
The word on the street is like Spectrum red line right through it. So.
Yeah, that seems to be a lot of customers that are, diverting away from Spectrum. And I mean, it's not like, you know, we're happy or sad. It's just more of a fact that, you know, we just want to be able to provide exceptional service and faster service with a technology that's been available in most cities for years now.
Years,
and it just hasn't made it up here for whatever reason. So we're taking that initiative and giving back to the community that really needs the service. I mean, we have townships like the town that I reside in. I live in a dead zone. It's 2025 almost. How is it that cell phone signal from the major carriers do not have service here? So like, for example, people who live in dead zones like I do, you know, we're heavily reliant upon the internet, and it has become a basic necessity. So it's really more about that than it is about, you know, oh, can we steal customers? No, we're not looking to steal. We want to give people an option. So
Well, anyway, so that's Yeah, I mean, the internet worldwide. I mean, there are places in the world, even almost third world countries that have faster internet service than America.
I noticed that.
America.
It was kind of
like,
sad.
It's a weird thing, but I'm glad somebody's stepping up the game because
absolutely
the demand is there, and if it's a fair, reliable service, I mean, nothing's cheap.
Exactly.
Everything used to be like $15 a month. Now it's $70.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. You have to be joyful and cheerful and have a good sense of humor because
just like the housing market,
you'll just roll down the pike.
Gotten very expensive for renting,
so definitely,
for purchasing.
You're filling a perfect market, and I'm very happy. And like I say, I'll pass it along. I might even get a couple of $25 myself to wash this thing with myself, making
absolutely
some referrals. Did I lose
all
you?
All right, perfect. No, I'm still here.
Hello?
You can hear me. Can you hear me? Ed?
Hello?
Are you able to hear me?